Wake up, sleepyhead. Good morning. Or, well, afternoon, really. Happy anniversary. I can see you're starting to wake up. Now, I wonder why that would be. Did you really think I wasn't going to wear your favorite lingerie on this special day? You have absolutely no idea what I have in store for you today, mister. I know I told you I wanted a very low-key anniversary, but I just said that so you wouldn't plan anything and I could let my evil master plan unfold. It's so romantic, I promise you're gonna love it. Now, would you mind sitting up a bit? I prepared a little presentation for our anniversary. I've already got my laptop right here with me, so don't worry about getting up, sweetheart. Shut up, I know I'm a nerd, and I take pride in that fact, okay? Now just sit down and put your arm around me already. So, as you can see by the title, this presentation is about why I'm just a worthless fucktoy and why you should stop treating me with respect. Just listen to the whole presentation, okay? No, sweetheart. I know you think you have to treat me with respect and treat me well in order for me to love you. But nothing could be further from the truth. My love is unconditional, and I truly mean that, no limits. You can treat me like shit, and I'd still come back every time. Isn't that a hot thought, babe? Of course, you think you want to be sweet and gentle and loving with me. That's what's expected of good boyfriends, isn't it? And you are the best boyfriend out there. But good boyfriends also listen to their partners. So I want you to take my words very seriously. I don't want your respect. I want to be treated like a worthless hole for you to come in. We can still have romantic dinner dates and walks in the park as long as you treat me like a cheap whore as soon as we get back home. I know this must be difficult for you. You must have so many questions, but just keep listening because I'll probably clear up a lot of confusion in the presentation, okay? I know we've tried rough stuff and dirty talk quite a few times before, and I notice that your cock always seems to come the thickest, biggest, creamiest fucking loads whenever you're degrading me and treating me like the little cock slut that I am. Look, you're hard as a fucking rock as I speak. Your cock knows what it wants. Your brain just needs a little extra push. And I was hoping this presentation could be that little push. Now, let me wrap my little pretty hands around that perfect cock of yours and jerk you off while I tell you more. Just think about it. Not having to worry about anything. Not my pleasure, not about my orgasm, not even about my well-being. My life would be all about you. Only you. I would exist to please and pleasure you. I'd cook for you, clean for you. I'd suck and lick and kiss and fuck whenever you want. And I'd fucking thank you for the privilege of doing so. And all you'd have to do in return is treat me like shit. Like a pretty little cum dumpster. A three-hole fleshlight. You could pound me so fucking hard that I'd cry and beg you to go slower. And you wouldn't. You wouldn't even have to think about denying my request. Because slowing down would decrease your pleasure. And I don't want you to think about anything except your own pleasure for the rest of our life together. Okay? You want me to be happy? Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm telling you, I love you. And bringing you pleasure would make me the happiest girl in the world. The most romantic thing I can imagine is you face fucking me so hard I pass out as you cream pie my fucking throat. Or actually, cream pieing me and filling my fertile little womb after taking my birth control pills away from me and having you dump the biggest, stickiest, creamiest load inside of me as I beg you to pull out and struggle underneath you. or fucking my ass completely raw as I cry and beg you to go slower, or even just use a little bit of lube and you'd ignore my request since a tight little virgin asshole feels better this way. That's what I want, baby. And I think that deep down, it's okay. It's okay. Don't feel ashamed or bad. We both want this. We both need this. So why don't you guide my head to your cock and you can decide where to go from there. Oh my God, please slow down, this is too much. Wait, why did you actually slow down? What did I just tell you? So silly. Keep pounding my throat like it's a slick little pocket pussy. Sleep, sweetie. Oh, fuck, you're gonna bruise my throat. Oh, that's fucking great. Your pleasure is all that. That's all that matters. Oh, fuck, I'm crying all over your cock. Dude, I look pretty with my mascara dripping down my face and my fancy lingerie. Oh, I want to be a pretty fuck doll for you. I'm your fuckable eye candy. Your fuck toy for you to use. Break your fucking toy, sweetie. Holy shit. Wait, hold on. I need to catch my breath. Oh! Oh. This is too much. Oh god, this is too much. I fucking deserve it though. Arm does a pretty hole to come in and on. I'm your human chits rack. I don't deserve mercy or gentle treatment. I deserve to get fucked and filled until I'm leaking out of every fucking hole. Oh, flood my fucking throat. Oh, make me choke on your fat fucking load. Oh, do it. I'll mark your fucking territory. Calm down, my son. Thank you. I can't. Brain. Oh, doesn't. Oh, come, so much come. Fuck. Oh, I spilled some of my tits. Oh, would you mind scooping that up for me, sweetie? Oh, thank Oh, so tasty. So, I assume you liked my presentation. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I was being completely serious. And don't worry, I know you're romantic. This doesn't mean that I want any of that to change. I love that side of you. But I know damn well what your cock wants after all this time. And I wanted you to know that it's okay. You don't have to hold back. Not with me, not anymore. I love you. And nothing would make me happier than to do this for you whenever you want. After all, everything I said in my presentation is true. I love nothing more than being your fuck toy. Why do you look sad all of a sudden? Oh, stop it. I know when you're sad, you can tell me. You have a gift for me too? Of course I'm not going to think it's lame. Babe, my gift doesn't change anything. Your gift is not going to be any less amazing just because you liked mine so much. Just give me the gift. I'm sure I'm gonna love it. Oh my God, you got me a fancy blanket? God, this is gonna make cuddling with you even better than it already is. And chocolate too? Oh, what did I do to deserve a boyfriend like you? Okay, yeah. Deep throating your cock until I almost passed out probably entitles me to a few boyfriend points from the universe. I love you so much. Now, how about we take that fancy blanket of yours for a test run and watch a romantic movie? And we could feed each other chocolates like the hopeless romantics that we are. Oh, and if you ever decide you're ready for round two, just shove that fucking cock into whatever hole you want, okay? You're the best boyfriend in the world. Now get under this blanket with me already. Happy anniversary, babe.